The Dog, Joe, and Dana Show. 93.7 The River.
Slava, Lava Dig Dog on a Friday! Friday! Tired. We're all tired.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Wow, outstanding day to score that.
That's a 10.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go on a Friday. Coming up today, your final opportunity if you want those four passes. 2 days, single park, down to Disneyland, 8:25. And we don't think, because there was last night, if you've been following this, the FBI, the Secret Service, Sac County Sheriff, CHP, they've all been tailing Dana. Last night she was brought in for interrogation and questioning.
I'm sure they had fun following me last night.
Yeah. They did not find any more Disney tickets in her possession. So after 8:25 today, the stolen loot is gone.
I didn't steal anything. I'm getting real tired of this. What is it called? Libel?
Libelous? Yes. Data. Hey. Okay. I believe you.
Anyway, that just tunes in randomly thinks you're a thief.
Yeah. I mean, come on. The last thing I stole, I was like 7. I was at Kmart. I stole a horoscope.
Well, that's how.
And I was traumatized for life and haven't taken a single thing since.
That's how it starts. Starts at 7. Usually at Kmart.
My life of crime ended very quickly.
Goes from a horoscope to Disney tickets.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, Dana, can I make a Christmas wish theft list?
No.
Like, I'll give it to you and you go out and steal stuff for me?
No, I'm not a thief.
Disney tickets today, 8:25, your final opportunity. Make sure you're here for that. Off the River Rock and Roll Machine today, we got old stuff, and then we've got older, newer stuff. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, or Green Day, Basket Case.
Ooh.
All right.
So jump on. Dana's got Instagram and Facebook going. Any other comments? Get us going on a Friday.
All right. This morning's Would You Rather, Christmas music or Christmas classic holiday movies? Sorry.
Classic holiday movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would that be? Are we going to go black and white?
Yeah,
I think we're going Die Hard.
Oh, well, if we're doing that, what are we doing?
That's classic to me.
Are we doing Vacation? Are we doing Home Alone?
I think that encompasses it. I don't think it's just like the old stuff.
Well,
does it have to be?
Old stuff's got to be in there, but.
What's that, the Jimmy Stewart thing?
You talking about, not White Christmas, but Wonderful Life.
I know Joe loves that, but so if it's comedies and more modern classic, yeah, I'll go movies. But if it's all just classic old stuff, music.
Oh, see, I want both.
I would like to have both myself. That's a hard question. Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm gonna have to go movies though.
Yeah, same. I would go movies
all
if
right.
I had to pick, but I want both.
I love Christmas music though.
All right, let's see. We've got Bites the Dust. We've got Queen.
Good.
I don't know what that means. Sorry, Fred. I can't read that fast. Queen, Basket Case, and I think it's definitely going to be Queen.
Good.
Yep.
All right, Joe, whenever you're ready.
What's on your mind? With Dog, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, I'd be Dog, that'd be Joe, and that's Dana, 766-9370. What is on your mind this morning? I'll keep this brief, but this is simple. I don't care where you live, anywhere. And anyone that's been anywhere in this state knows that they're doing road construction everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yep.
You can't avoid it. I don't care where you live. I don't care where you go. You're going to see it. So everyone knows the state's, burning up all that money, doing all this stuff to the roads. I just want to throw this out there. And it's been a long time since I've had a complaint about Caltrans and the freeways and the byways and the highways and the roads. They're doing all this massive stuff. And they got K-rails just everywhere. I'm just going to throw this out there. How about painting a new fog line on any chunk of 99 or I-5?
Oh, are they kind of missing down there?
Oh, they're not missing. They're missing. They're gone.
Because of so much construction and things covering them up and, years of use.
Yeah, it's just time to repaint them. And it's like, you never think about a fog light. Everyone's like, what's that white light?
It's been foggy like in the last couple of years like it normally is.
No, it hasn't been foggy in years. And now, and this was weird today. As soon as I got off of Cap City over Cal Expo, I turned on to Arden.
Yeah.
And boom, it was like, it blew away. It was all opened up. Now you can see out there.
Yeah.
It's dense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's terrible. You can't see the damn. It was so thick today, you could not see the left of the road. There's missing fog line. And it's like, come on. Just as you put out the K-rail, carry a thing of reflective white in your back pocket. Just give it a couple squirts as you walk down the road.
Here, and that's not a bad idea.
I mean, Because I was like, whoa.
Do that.
Yeah. They're doing all this damn stuff to the freeways. It's like, hey, don't forget the simple thing, like, to keep us on what road is left.
Yeah, so, we do need it.
I'm surprised we haven't had more accidents with how much fog we've had, because it's bad.
This has been, see, and that's what's weird. We keep saying that because it hasn't happened in a long time, but this is typical.
It is
California
typical.
Weather, and it just has not happened in a long damn time.
Yeah.
It's foggy.
Well,
so,
I mean, typically, this could just continue all the way through. I don't even need rain at my house. My grass is fluorescent green.
Oh, yeah.
It could not be thicker and more lush.
This moisture is awesome. I wish that it, you know, was rain so we could, you know, that help the drought out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this fog is insane.
Wow.
It's insane.
Man.
So,
I love it.
You love it?
I do.
I hate every single thing about it except for how green
the
grass is.
It's like
is.
A temporary thing. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's that's what I remember winter being like when I was a kid.
Yeah. Now, fog doesn't bother me if it burns out. But see, when I was a kid, it would do this all day. And then around 4:30, it would start to go away. But then it came back at like
dusk.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So it only lift. This is growing up down in Modesto. It would only lift for about 40 minutes, and it never lifted. It was just always, and I'm talking 3-4 weeks at a stretch.
Oh.
And I mean, it was just tule soupy fog. And
I hate it.
That was pretty rough.
It
but
feels so just
it's
dead.
Like the only weather we get.
It
so
is.
That's why I like it.
Yeah. It's the only moisture we get, too.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true, huh?
Yeah. So be careful out there. It's extremely, extremely foggy this morning. We've got those Disney tickets. If you didn't catch it at the beginning of the show, the final offering, 4 tickets, 2 days, single park, 8:25 is going to be your final opportunity. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7, the river that goes Aerosmith, Dog Joe and Dana Show. I found this interesting. I just saw this. And, Joe, this is great news for you. You know, so long, Dana and I both have tried. We've leaned in. I've gotten different articles. I've shared different things I've seen on TV. I've done all I can to push you in the direction of courtship and mating and dating. And yeah, I get it. Okay. You're not hearing it. You don't speak my lingo. I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to bother you. So I will give you this. Now you're going to push me into a different direction. If I can't turn you into a life of passion with another woman, then I'm going to turn you into Howard Hughes. Okay. Cause I think that's who you want to be.
A weird eccentric that collects his toenails.
Yeah. No, not so much weird eccentric, but I think you just want to hibernate and stay inside your own bedroom and urinate in jars and possibly collect your own toenails. And I think you want to collect other people's too.
That's disgusting.
Really disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't get you out on the street dating, then I'm going to turn you into a recluse. Okay.
All right.
So this is what I found, and this is pretty damn interesting. This is crazy. According to the Census Bureau, more American adults living alone, 37 million of which, 18 or older, are living alone now, and this is up 2%. It used to be about half, but it's been growing. More and more people are living without a spouse and living on their own. It's becoming the new normal. And it keeps growing and growing and growing.
Do you want to hear just a little bit of the truth on this?
Yeah.
I'm an annoying individual, and I know I must be, to almost anyone and everyone who comes into contact with me.
Hear, hear.
You know?
Yeah.
The little traits that I have and little nuances that I must have must irritate the hell out of folks. But I find it that I get along better if I don't live with you. If I don't see you every day, if I don't have to be around you all the time. Like, I will get along so much better with people if they're not in my business 24/7.
So taking Joe in small doses is easier for the other people,
I believe.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that. That's definitive.
Once my medicine wears off,
yeah,
I drive people nuts.
Yeah, here,
like
here.
Neighbors, and I mean, once the ADD medicine wears off by about noon, it's over with.
I could see Joe just like out on Saturday when his neighbors are out trying to do something. I could see Joe just walking house to house while they're all trying to, like, I don't know, sweep, do yard work. I could see Joe just walking around with a cup of coffee wanting to talk all day
gosh.
To everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Yeah, that's all I do all day long, man.
Yeah. And then I know Joe does this too. He'll walk in the garage and he'll get out like a box of Christmas lights and they might be all tangled up or whatever. And then he'll start untangling them, and someone will drive by, and he'll just drop the box and walk over and talk to him.
Yeah, next thing I know, I'm cleaning out the cat litter box.
Yeah.
Lights are still tangled.
See, that's Joe's life.
Yeah.
But I guess it's normal, because lots of people are single now, 37 million adults. Here's what's crazy, though. Listen to this. Going back to, oh, come on, where's my thing here? I wanted to share this stat. Here it is. Back to 1960, OK? Okay, it's 2021. Mm-hmm. Single-person households back in 1960 represented only 13% of all households.
I believe that.
Now it's at 52%, so I'll say this, and this is true. This is proof that we are evolving. People are getting smarter. Almost 26-year marriage. I can tell you, people are evolving. We've got to get into the Disney Tickets Plus Older School. We're going to do that today. We're going to play old school clips. Problem gambler? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Here's what we got for you today. Stone's Gambling Hall. They want you to go in there, and they want you to play. You can do it right now. You walk in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, belly up. Baccarat, you've got poker, three-card poker. California-style blackjack, you've got pie gal. Right now, look at this fog.
Mm-hmm.
People that are up in that area right now.
They don't need fog lines to get into Stones.
You're coming down into Sacramento. It's going to get foggy. It's going to get scary. Pull into Stones, you know, wait it out a little bit. Play a couple hands, throw some money down, let the fog burn off, and then, you know, call the boss and just say, hey, Dog Joe and Dana said to go to Stones, and I forgot it was Friday and that I had to work.
I feel safer in here right now. It was very dangerous out on the street. They're like a foghorn in a lone, coldly morning.
Yes.
Calling you to them.
They're a lighthouse. They're a beacon of light and safety, and they've got all kinds of warm, yummy food waiting to get you filled up on this blustery, foggy day. Sammy's is inside, and they've got all kinds of good drinks, all kinds of great food. You got to check them out. And again, 24/7, Stone's Gambling Hall, waiting to protect you.
You've made me want to go there now.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to leave here and go there right now.
All the people are going to go in there now. They're going to go, yeah, Dog Joe and Dana said I could come in and get a hug. Stone's Gambling Hall.
It's time to kick it older school with Dog Joe and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
All right, here we go. This is where we play old school clips. You, Joe, and Dana have to decipher which are older. We do commercials, we do movies, TV shows, and songs. Here we go. Take a listen. Older school, clip number one.
Ouch. You remember the first time you tried these games, Space Cadet? But with practice,
Captain Galaxy. And when you first tried Coke, I bet you said no, thank you. But hey, hey, hey! Let's try Coke again. Because once you got that new wave taste, you want to try it again, again, and again. Practice makes perfect. Catch the wave, Coke.
Do you remember that guy's name, Joe?
I do not.
That was a computer-generated guy by the name of Max Headroom. And he was the Coke pitchman back when New Coke came out. He was the guy that, and what he's doing there, you hear him, you hear him, you hear him. He was always on a TV, and he was always robotic, and he was like this new wave guy of the future. And he was the one that was pimping the new Coke that didn't last long, and his name was Max Headroom.
Max Headroom, I do remember him, but I didn't know, I thought he did something else.
He had a TV show, and there was like, he was this weird cartoon robot guy that like came out for like 2 or 3 years, and they thought
he stuttered and he twitched.
Yeah, and it was this weird little phenomena. So, there's New Coke with Max Headroom, or this, Older School.
Burger King, the best food for fast times.
Wow, best food for fast times. Everything was to go. They had to remind you that it's to go.
I know.
Even though they had a drive-thru, you could get your breakfast to go. And it's kind of funny now to hear about it, because think about it. Back then, a lot of people would have stopped to eat breakfast at a restaurant.
Yeah.
On their way to work?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd go into a Denny's, you'd go into an IHOP. People would stop, you know, because they wanted breakfast. But breakfast to go, man, you put it all on a croissant, sandwich, and you had a little, that was revolutionary.
Yeah, the truck no more. That's awesome.
Revolutionary for Burger King. You know, McDonald's have been doing breakfast to go since 1972.
Right.
No big deal.
Yeah. So, older school. New Coke or Burger King with breakfast to go.
Ooh, I think that Burger King is older.
Okay, Joe?
I think New Coke is older.
Okay.
With Max Headroom.
The New Coke commercial that you heard from 1986. Breakfast to go from Burger King, 1987.
Ah,
Joe got it.
Good job, Joe. Yeah.
Max Headroom was old.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
He was an older one.
All right, let's do some music now for you. Take a listen to this, Older School. Can you take me Scott Stapp, a Creed. There was nothing that could take you higher back when that song came out. They dominated for about 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they were basically Nickelback before Nickelback.
Yeah.
I agree with that statement, yeah.
Is what they were. But gigantic band, tons of hits. Then Scott Stapp, he got into trouble. So
they were Nickelback before Nickelback with a very violent lead singer.
That sung very pleasant songs.
He did. He was so sweet and loving on when he would sing, but then he would just beat you stupid and get drunk behind the scenes.
Yeah, he got drunk a lot. And then I think he got cleaned up, and then he didn't, and then he did. I don't know what he's doing now. So
I haven't heard from him for a long time.
Take a listen to this one, Older School. Which one is older, that one from Creed or this? If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman, my kryptonite. Wow, Three Doors Down, Kryptonite.
What happened to them? I love them.
Yeah.
Great song. Great song.
Older School, Dana. Which one of those songs is older?
I'm not doing hot today. I think Creed is older. I'm probably wrong, though.
Joe? Older School.
I think Creed, too.
You're thinking Creed, too. All right, Three Doors Down came out in the year 2000.
That's right. I remember that.
Creed came out in 1999.
Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
Woo! Victory lap.
Creed's pretty old.
Dana got 1 point, but if you keep track, Joe got two.
I did.
Let me have my victory lap, okay?
Yeah. Take it, Dana. Run.
Thank you, Joe. You're
stepping. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7. Rip Goes Talk. Betty, Dog Joe, and Dana's show. I think a lot of people have heard about SpaceX, that Elon Musk, you know, that's his little space program.
Yeah.
A lot of talk going on. Joe loves talking about it off air, about how he might go bankrupt. And I guess Elon Musk got on Twitter and he said, yeah, we might. I hope not. I don't think so, but we could. And
he
so there's
is so open about things.
He just don't care.
Yeah. And there's a reason he doesn't care, because he's got this all figured out. And I don't understand why years ago when we were kids, why Ford, Chevy, Dodge didn't do this. He started to come out now with a cyber quad ATV for kids that looks a lot like the cyber truck that we all saw about a year or so ago. Remember they threw the brick at it at the auto show and it was supposed to be bulletproof, but the window broke.
Oh, he was pissed about that.
Yeah. So now what they've got is it looks like the truck, but it's a four-wheeler, just like a quad.
Yeah.
But it's all fendered out and shaped like the cyber truck.
Oh my gosh.
Sick. And it's miniature. And it can go 15 minutes on a lithium-ion battery, speeds from 5 to 10 miles per hour, depending on where you set it. And this is for kids, which they say that you could get it for Christmas, but it's not guaranteed. And it'll cost you $1,900 for this electric rechargeable quad. Hmm. And everyone's like, oh, God, that's cool, that's great. But here's the thing. This is what he's doing. He's infiltrating the impressionable minds, and he's telling these kids that you are going to be brought up in a Tesla world, and you're going to start out on this Cybertruck ATV, and then I'm going to push you through your teen years, and then when it's time to drive, Mom and Dad are going to either, you hope, hand you down a new Tesla, or they're going to come see me at a boutique, and they're going to buy one, and then if you work really hard and I get better engineering, when it's time for you to buy your home, you can move in with your cyber real truck and relive those kindled memories of youth.
Now, let me say this. I am not disagreeing. I think this is 100% what's going on. But that said, how many of us are driving around in little Jeeps right now?
Thank you. I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah. There's a lot of little pink Barbie Jeeps on the road right now, bro.
There's more Jeeps now than in the late 70s and 80s. Okay. People have gone Jeep.
Why do you think
bonkers.
That is? Pow, pow, power wheels. Yeah, they got Jeeps. All you see is Corvettes and Jeeps on the road right now.
I don't see a ton of
Thank
Jeeps
you,
on
power
the road.
Wheels.
You don't see tons of Jeeps, Dana?
No.
Jeeps are everywhere.
Well, I see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I saw another new Bronco the other day, though, on the road.
Well, that's a real machine.
Yeah, that was nice. But that's what I think has happened. I think Power Wheels did it first, and he's copying off them.
You know what? Parents who want to buy a Tesla are going to buy their kids this Tesla thing. They're going to be growing up in a Tesla family no matter what.
Yeah, but this is that sickness, though, that turns the kid.
It's not a sickness.
It is. It gives them that household name.
So what?
Here's the thing.
Ooh, Tesla should have been a household name a long time ago.
No,
Leo Marconi ripped him off.
Tesla should have been a household name if he would quit destroying households. Those damn cars blow right through the kitchen.
My goodness.
That's what this is. This is brainwashing. This is psycho. There's something. He's already working on that thing.
We all brainwash our children.
Well, I wish Ford would make toys for kids. That's what needs to happen.
You know? I actually do, too.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We have to do news for you next at 8:25 today. Your chance to go to Disneyland. 4 passes, 2 days, single.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, yesterday we told you that someone had traveled from South Africa to San Francisco, and they were the first known case that had been detected with the Omicron. Now, 4 states, including New York, have all detected cases of the variant, and they have confirmed it in New York City, and other states are also showing the same thing, like we said yesterday. I mean, by time they knew what it was in South Africa, it had been here for 2 to 3 months prior.
Yeah.
Oh, it had to have been.
But I appreciate you telling us that it's all over.
Yeah.
I guess the government doesn't realize that we are grown adults that can see what's happening for ourselves.
Yeah,
tell them whatever you want. They'll believe you.
Well, they have to confirm our suspicions, right?
Yeah.
That's what has to happen.
These people know nothing. They drive in the fog all day.
Well, here we do. Mm-hmm. This is pretty bad. If you always had or frequently took Protonix, Prilosec, and Nexium for heartburn, they're showing a 44% higher risk of dementia compared to patients who did not take or rarely took those medicines. They're starting to get into this, and they're looking at older people particularly, but they say people that take these heartburn drugs or medications, they say that, that's almost a
50%. A lot of people do,
good chunk of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, do your research, talk to your doctor, but they're starting to dig into this, and they're starting to find out that, lots of people do have dementia nowadays, and lots of people say it's getting worse, and now look at here. Could it be from these? They're saying they think so.
Oh, man.
So,
man, that's a tough way, though. A life of heartburn or dementia at the end of your life.
Yeah, it'd be awful to have to change your diet.
Well, sometimes people can't get rid of it.
No, I know they can.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of
it's dietary.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, heartburn can be fixed.
I think most of the heartburn out there, and again, I don't have stats in front of me, but I would think most of it is dietary.
Well, mine usually is when I eat something really spicy or things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it with cucumber.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
I get it with cucumber.
Specific and odd.
Yeah.
Well, that's very, very acidic.
Not really. It's supposed to be pretty mild. Sometimes tomato and sometimes cucumber.
Yeah, tomato.
And I eat lots of vinegars too, and every now and again I'll get it, but usually I just burp it out.
And you eat so much hot stuff too. That's why I've been figuring you'd have a lot of heartburn, but you don't typically.
The hot doesn't bother me too much, but I don't take the heartburn stuff. I've never have.
Women don't, not to get off target, but women sometimes get it way worse too after having babies.
Yeah, because
all their organs and everything get moved around in there.
Get excited about this, I guess Joe too, but Dana specifically. Danny DeVito wants to reprise his iconic role as the Penguin.
Yeah, buddy!
Yes! Woo! I was hoping he would.
He was a great Penguin.
He was the best!
He's trying to get Michael Keaton and Michelle Pfeiffer. He wants to get them all over. Get them back together, and he wants to get into this.
I love it!
Ew, that gross dog. He actually bit into the mackerels and stuff when he filmed that.
He did?
Oh, he bit into real fish.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Danny DeVito's nuts.
He's wild.
So I guess it's too late for this Batman. I'm guessing the one with Keaton is done. Are they working on it?
I don't know if they're done. They have to be. I don't know what the release date is off the top of my head.
So I think it's too late now, but I think Danny DeVito, he's sitting around here in the hubbub. He's like, man, we got to get Catwoman, the old school back together, maybe for a Keaton Part 3 Batman. He wants
Everybody
to be in it.
Everybody loves Keaton as Batman.
Yeah, he was the best. Boy, that would be great. He was a good penguin dude. He looked just like what a penguin person would look
Louis
like.
Louis De Palma, from the day that everyone first saw him running the taxi stand on Taxi on the TV show, you just knew he was creepy. He's just something about him. Great actor, good guy. But yeah, he is a good creepy penguin or anything.
He confirmed it when he crawled naked out of that couch on Sunny in Philly.
Creased up.
Ew.
That was
wow. Terrible.
Man.
So funny.
We got to get into What the Fact? Yeah, baby.
WTF, a.k.a. What the Fact. Here's Dog, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
What the Fact?
Yeah, baby!
Facts so amazing, that is what you'll shout, a.k.a. WTF. Here we go. The Mayflower Pub in London is the only pub that is licensed to sell what?
Ooh.
It is the only pub licensed to sell.
And I would believe this is for the entire country of London, or I mean of England.
What would it be?
My goodness, what could that be?
I'm going to say it's a particular type of beer. Like, they can only serve a specific style of beer that's not allowed in the rest of the country.
The Mayflower Pub can only serve moonshine.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Mayflower Pub in London is the only pub licensed to sell U.S. stamps.
What the fuck?
Because of its historical connection to the original Mayflower ship that carried the Pilgrim Fathers.
Whoa. Wow, that's a good what the fact.
Why would you even need U.S. stamps over there, though?
Well, just because if they're going to send something from there to here, you know, they want to...
But don't they have postage there that they can post?
I guess, but maybe it's easier to put just American stamps on it and throw it in. I don't know.
I don't know how that works, even. I've never done that.
Why was the Guinness Book of Records created? Why did they create the Guinness Book of Records?
There's this guy named Carl, and they're like, man, Carl's really cool. He does a lot of cool stuff, and they just started writing it down, and then they're let's make a book.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
I actually believe it's something like that. Somebody had a guy that could really do, but I want to say another guess that I had, too, is they got tired of always competing at war, so they wanted to compete with something fun. So instead of, amongst, because back in the day, they fought all the time.
How many Twinkies can you eat? Right. Instead of taking 10 paces away from each other, turn around. Okay.
Yeah, dueling, you know.
Well, the Guinness Book of Records was originally published by Guinness Breweries.
Oh.
And the reason that they did that.
I didn't know that.
Is because it was a reference guide for settling all the different pub arguments.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
What the fact?
Yeah.
Get out.
That is... I love that.
That's the great coolest one thing right I've ever learned. Yeah, that is awesome.
There's a pub in Northern Canada. WTF, what the fact? Facts so amazing, that's what you shout. There's a pub in Northern Canada that serves whiskey with a what else in the glass? Joe, you're going to love this.
Joe's going to love it?
Yeah, you know, just to give you a reference, you know, tequila, you know, the mezcal and all that.
Yep.
The worm. And all. So, same thing, but this is whiskey. But there's something else in the glass. What is it?
I'm going to say there's like a moth in it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's where at in Northern Canada?
Yeah, Northern Canada.
Canada.
I'm going to say it's got moose fur.
Okay, getting a little closer. You're gonna. I told you you'd love this. The pub in Canada serves whiskey with a frost-bitten toe in the glass.
What the fact?
The toe must merely grace the lips of the drinker and is not meant to be swallowed. There's a $500 fine for swallowing the toe, which has happened about a dozen times.
What the fact? What do you mean?
I'm not as squeamish as Joe is about toes, but that makes me want to vomit.
Yeah. I'm just sickened by it. They've got to vomit it back up so they can reuse the toe? Is it only the same frostbitten toe?
Yeah, I think it's the same toe, and it's been there for like a bar patron or whatever, I'd imagine, lost the toe, and now it's become part
of
folklore.
That's not sanitary.
That's shameful.
Yeah. We're going to do Rush and Chili Peppers. We've got more good ones. If you're catching on, there is a theme. Today's National Bartender Day. You see? Well, part two at WTF here. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7, the river that goes Chili Peps. Couple more WTFs on National Bartender Day. These are pretty good. There is a popular bar in Florida, okay? And on their walls hangs something. But on their walls hangs more of these than any other bar. And I don't know about the world, but in America... What do they have more of what hanging on their walls than any other bar in America?
Iguanas.
Iguanas, okay.
Great guess.
They have iguanas everywhere there.
Yeah, they do.
Like cats.
Joe?
Underwear.
I like this bar. Yes. No, they have autographed dollar bills, y'all.
Oh, like from actual celebrities?
Just autographed.
Just in general, okay. What the fact?
Yeah. You know, anyone knows you go to a good bar, it's going to have dollar bills on the wall or the ceiling.
Yeah.
Remember Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Yep.
It had them.
They had them. But this place, McGuire's, has an estimated over 1 million autographed dollar bills.
Are you kidding me? What the fact?
What the fact?
Oh, I need to go there.
And what is the oldest known recipe for? The oldest known recipe in the world is for what?
So this is a food recipe or a,
it's a recipe.
Drink recipe?
It's a recipe. Oldest recipe in the world is for what?
I'm going to say the oldest recipe in the world is for beer.
Okay, Joe.
That's good. Bread.
Ale. You're close, but Dana got it the whole way.
Ale? Yep,
it's beer.
Woo! Yeah! Beer! What the fuck?
Liquid bread is good for you.
National Bartender Day. One more. Who is known as the oldest or first bartender?
Oh, boy, who holds that crown, huh?
And when I say bartender, this isn't a guy reaching into a fridge or a cold box to hand you something or pouring something from a glass. This would be a bartender as we know it, meaning mixologist or concocting and being a true bartender as we know it. This person gets the title as being the first and oldest known.
Well, my original guess was like Julius Caesar. I just want to think of him being a bartender.
Okay. Pouring drinks drank for wine everyone. And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
too.
But it's probably just wine. Okay. I don't know.
Is it Friar Tuck?
No. Not that old, no.
You know who I'm talking about from Robin Hood?
Yeah. No. It is simply a man by the name of Jerry Thomas. Jerry Thomas was from Sackett's Harbor, New York City. He was born October 30th, 1830. He died 1885, and he is known as the world's first true bartender, and he's the guy that you can see in all kinds of photos, and he wore the vest and the tie, and it shows him making stuff with fire, and he's mixing stuff.
That's him.
What the fact?
So
he is the oldest known and first known bartender from America.
Aw, cool.
I gotta tell you, that's a pretty cool title to have right there.
Yeah. We gotta do news for you. Then coming up, right around 8:25, your last chance to go to Disney 4 Passes 2 days.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, yesterday we talked about this, the murder of Jacqueline Avant, wife of Clarence Avant. He is the legendary music exec and producer and all that stuff. And his wife was in the home when someone broke in down in Beverly Hills, smashed through the sliding glass door and killed her. And again, they haven't said that anything was taken, and she was found there dead at the scene, and now they have a suspect in custody, and he's a parolee with a long criminal history. He has been arrested in her murder, and the way they found this scumbag, and his name is 29-year-old Ariel Maynor of L.A., and they caught this guy because he was down the street breaking in another house, and he shot himself in the foot.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
What an idiot.
You know, I mean, no rhyme or reason for it either, I don't think. I don't believe he knew this woman.
No, he's just going around breaking into everything.
Yeah, I think he's just
pilfering.
Yeah. So that was the cause of his ignorant destruction, was he took that lady's life.
Yeah.
An important woman.
And then he's
going
to go and do it again.
And shoot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
You know?
Chief Mark Stainbrook, he is the Beverly Hills police chief. He says, I love this, and this is for anyone that's been down there, even in this day and age. You see all the way California looks. I was just down there not too long ago. He says, and I quote, crime will not be tolerated here. it's weird. You go to Beverly Hills, you go in that area, it's odd how clean it is. And I mean, stuff still happens, but boy, they do a damn good job of trying to protect the people that live there.
It's like going in and out of another world, huh?
Oh, it
you
is.
You can tell immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's like going from Beirut to Beverly Hills immediately. this surgeon, he got fined because he amputated a patient's wrong leg.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Yeah, I don't know, left, right, who's left? Your left, my left? An Austrian court found that he did take the wrong leg off, and he was found guilty. So what they did is they fined him $3,050.
That's
wow.
It?
That's it.
Cost of an aspirin.
You know that it probably costs more to do the amputation for the person paying for the amputation.
Oh, sure. Yeah, by about $100,000.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And
that's
doesn't lose his license. He just gets hit with a $3,500 fine.
Oh, big deal. Whoop-de-doo. Okay, no problem.
We gotta talk about the patient, though.
What about him?
He's still got to get the right leg amputated.
Yeah.
He's legless now.
He's got to get one hopefully attached that's not going to be as good, and then he's got to get the one that they were going to take off taken off.
I don't want the doctor who performed the amputation to attach the
Now, here's the thing. I do.
What?
I want, because yeah, here's the thing. If this is just common, if there's only a $3,050 fine in Austria for taking off a wrong leg, that means it's happened before and it's going to happen again.
The Probably happening right now.
Yeah, the doctor that got fined, at least it's fresh in his memory, you know, and he's not going to do it again.
Not to mention he lived through the first surgery, so he did successfully amputate the wrong leg.
Yeah, yeah, the patient did lose his life.
We're not talking about the quality of the amputation.
Yeah.
God.
Man, he's made him legless, though. That would be...
That's awful.
That is horrible.
That's only worth $3,050 to the Austrian courts.
Can you believe that?
Pay attention to this, Joe. Pay attention for all the others out there that may vape. Men who vape, twice as likely to have, say it with me, Dana, erectile dysfunction.
Oh, ED.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hello.
ED?
Yeah.
What do they attribute that to, I wonder?
Well, vaping.
I just told
you. No answer.
Oh, that's scary as hell because I still use that vape pen for the CBD stuff.
Sure you do. The CBD is going to cause the ED.
Huh.
Yeah. And the CHICKSs aren't going to DIGYOU.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't have any ED right now, and they still don't DIGME.
No. Keep vaping. Keep vaping.
Stop telling me this stuff, man.
So, and you see those guys in the cars and all that, too, man. Some of those guys, they can get a plume of smoke coming out of that damn thing more than you'd ever see from a cigarette.
Oh, and it looks so cool. Yeah. And they're always in real cool cars.
Cool, Joseph.
You know? Yeah, anytime you're out driving around, you see those guys, you're out there vaping, just go, hey, what's up, droopy? hey, what's going on?
Tossing them Viagra.
Lippy.
Oh, that's terrible.
We have to find out what Dana's watching this weekend, which we'll do.
Hey, it's Dana, and here's what I'm planning to watch this weekend. With movies like Parasite and shows like Squid Games coming out, I'm keeping an eye out on Korean-directed entertainment. Hellbound is another drama on Netflix, this time focused on a mysterious religious group that claims to see God's plan for the redemption of the human race. What we see going down in the trailer are unearthly creatures serving as, in a sense, death dealers, coming to claim people in their deaths and drag them down to hell. Pretty heavy stuff, and the first season of this show can be watched on Netflix and has 6 episodes, so it's not too long. And if watching demons drag people down to hell isn't your sort of thing, or you just want something a lot lighter to watch, I highly recommend School of Chocolate on Netflix. This is yet another baking show, actually a chocolate making show, but it does have lots of really delicious looking desserts, and it is one of those shows that has a $50,000 grand prize. But what I really enjoy about this particular baking show is the chef.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Amaury Guichon.
He's a chocolate genius.
Chef Amaury Guichon is not the typical Simon Cowell who delivers rude, condescending critiques.
Whatever the opposite of entertaining is, that was you.
He actually gives extremely constructive criticism and helps the contestants throughout the show, even assists them while they're doing their challenges.
You don't get this chance in the industry to learn and grow.
It's something I haven't really seen, and it's pretty wholesome in my opinion. It's really a fun, lighthearted watch, and like I said, the desserts look amazing.
This is the first Christmas we've had together.
And lastly, on Disney Plus, the latest Marvel installment, Hawkeye, is out, featuring Modesto's own Jeremy Renner, aka Cliff Barton.
Authorities are wondering if the masked vigilante who terrorized the city's underworld is back.
Cliff Barton is back trying to celebrate Christmas with his children in New York City.
I love you guys. I'm making up for some lost time.
When things get a little out of hand.
Things have gotten more complicated.
The past has caught up with me.
I started the first episode last night, and let's just say it started out innocent enough with a very cheeky Avengers musical. It'll be interesting to see how this escalates and if it ties in with the Marvel Cinematic Universe at all, which I've heard that some of the shows that came out this summer, Loki, WandaVision, and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, apparently none of them are really tying into the movies and they stand alone from the rest of the cinematic universe. Which is interesting given how Wanda and Loki have both triggered major catastrophic events in their respective shows. Regardless, I'm gonna finish Hawkeye this weekend and let you guys know how it is.
It's just some Christmas.
And that's what to watch this weekend.
Hi, who's this? Doc, Joe, and Dana show.
Jacob!
Last one, brother.
Yes. I can't wait.
Your caller 9, Jacob, final set of tickets. Who do you have to go with you to Disneyland, Jacob?
I'm going to take my mother and the girlfriend.
Aww.
Oh, my brother.
Whoa, does your mom and your girlfriend, do they get along?
Somewhat.
Oh. That was not convincing.
No, it was not.
I'm here to tell you.
Disneyland.
Jacob, taking people to Disneyland takes skilled relationships. This is not a trip for amateurs or novices starting out. Now, first date, okay, two people, nothing wrong with that. But when there's something on the line like girlfriend and mom, and I think you're taking girlfriend and mom because you're kind of sweet on the girlfriend, you need more stamina, you need more education, and you need a lot more goddamn patience. You don't walk in there with people that may or may not get along.
Oh, man. That's funny. The way you just described that was great.
That'll test you.
Their slogan is the happiest place on earth.
Yep. Hey,
there you go.
There you go. If that doesn't fix it or make mom calm or make your girlfriend like mom, then, yeah, you gotta abort.
Right. Yeah. Man.
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck, brother.
Have fun.
What about
Thank you so much. The
third ticket, though?
Brother or a friend.
Okay, fourth ticket. Yeah,
there you go.
All right. Hey, they're your tickets. Enjoy, have fun, and last pair or set.
A lot of people are going to get to have some real... You're very welcome, brother. A lot of people are going to get to have some real good vacations with this one, man. Yeah. I love doing that.
I wish we had more, but was the final set of tickets, so we are done with Disney for the holidays. Next with news, another food shortage. And the stuff's about to get real. This is a big one, and lots of people are going to be impacted. So
lovely.
We'll tell you what you won't have here pretty soon. According to
this just in, here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, this is pretty fantastic. Joe, you like plastic cups. You use plastic cups one every day, don't you?
Mm-hmm, I sure do.
Yeah. Well, scientists out of China, they've discovered a way to make a new plastic out of using salmon semen and vegetable oil.
Wow, that's inventive.
Yes.
What the fact? Kiba, how?
I guess they have a lot of it.
Man.
I guess so.
My goodness.
Yeah, do they run the fish through the river? They have to go to like a clinic and look at magazines.
I think they just put a strainer, you know, like out in the river, and they just catch things.
Yeah, I mean, whose job is it to excrete the salmon semen?
That's what I was going to wonder. I mean, is it the same way they do with horses, or do they get straws?
Yeah, I don't know.
My goodness gracious!
Fantastic name for a fast food joint: salmon semen.
Man,
yeah,
what a combo of things to make.
Don't ask me how they freeze dry it. They do all this stuff, and they turn it somehow vegetable oil and salmon semen into a very strong, very common polymer.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Isn't that amazing?
I guess so.
Yeah, man.
What the world needs, more plastic.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I guess there's enough salmon out there, but the one thing we don't have, get ready, you're going to start paying for it if you can find it. There is truly now a chicken shortage.
Oh, really?
No.
Yes. Costco's other grocers have faced shortages. Nuggets, doesn't matter. If there's one feather or beak in it, if it's got a chicken chunk or a chicken byproduct, you're going to have a tough time finding it. How could there not be? Pretty soon, the only place you're going to be able to get chicken is like at a chicken fast food restaurant. Yeah. They're going to corner the chicken market. And if you want chicken, you're going to have to go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. Or you're going to have to go to the Popeyes. You're going to have to go to the Cane's.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. I was like, are people eating more? Well, no, there's a chicken shack on every corner everywhere right now.
But people are eating more chicken. There's been a fascination in the last 5 years of chicken.
That is probably, you know, true.
And, I mean, here's the thing. I'd like to think, you know, because that Cane's, we've talked a lot about them, they're blowing out west. I mean, they're putting them up everywhere. Do you think the CEO ever made a call to the chicken farmer before he started this big expansion?
Oh, man.
How are we doing on chickens?
So, look at this, man. Everyone loves this chicken, man. It's good. We got this big expansion model. We're going to make guys that used to work in accounting open up restaurants and fry. And we're going to just blow across the nation. And the guy on the other end of the phone goes, well, but here's the thing. That's a great concept, and I've had your chicken, and it's good, but we don't have any more chicken.
Oh, man.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I wish we would have made that call before we started the 8 billion restaurant sweep across the nation. It's insane.
As a chicken farmer, I can tell you, get to raising them. Because it ain't that hard to make chickens grow and get chickens.
Well, you remember back in the day when
they have an egg every day.
In this, well, here's the thing though: people don't want the eggs, Joe. They want the meat.
Okay, get a rooster.
Okay, that's what they want. So you're out there playing with your little eggs and all that. That's cute. That's fine and dandy. But I'm here to tell you, you better put a cyclone fence with razor wire around your chickens.
I'm starting to think about that.
Because people, they don't want your eggs. They want your chickens.
Yeah.
Where's Buffy?
Also, yeah. Joe, last year, this was last year specifically, but people went nuts when the pandemic
and
started.
And started buying chickens.
And you couldn't get baby chicks for a long
Nowhere.
Time.
People were lined up at the feed stores because everyone wanted them. And there was a shortage of actual living chicks.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
It's insanity.
Whatever people go for, they must have all of it.
And I know what you're saying. You're like, dog, I know you've got an anecdote for this. I know you've got a workaround.
Yeah. What is it?
You damn right I do. Eat more beef.
I thought you were going to say bourbon, drink bourbon.
No, eat more beef, and I'm telling you, you can eat a whole cattle full of it, a whole truckload of beef this weekend. Burger King rolling back to 1957, you can get signature Whopper sandwiches for just 37 cents tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
That's... Gee.
I didn't know that they were 37 cents back in the day.
Like ever.
Yeah, back in 57, that's what a Whopper was 37 cents. You got to do this whole Burger King Royal Perk member thing and get the app.
Man. I got the app.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Yeah, I'm a Royal King member.
Are you?
I don't know, but I have the app.
Oh, well, you got to be a Royal King member.
Okay.
So.
Well, I would do it for a 37-cent Whopper.
I'll eat a Whopper for 37 cents.
Are you going to download an app for that?
I won't do that.
Yeah, so you're not.
So if someone did that for me, though, like, Joe, if you wanted to do that.
If I became a Royal King and went to two different Burger King, say?
No. If you just became like a Royal King Royal Perk member.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to be a Royal King.
Yeah, no, I'm not going nowhere near you. yeah, they're busting out the Whoppers for 37 cents tomorrow and Sunday.
Wow.
In this day and age, they ain't making no money on that.
Not in this day and age,
No, they're not. That's a good deal for us.
Tomorrow, though, on Sunday, everyone's going to go through there and go, oh, I want the chicken sandwich. Stupid. No, you never want to stop believing. There goes Journey, Dog Joe, and Dana's show this time of year. Isn't that one of the big things? That you see a lot of times for Christmas when you go look inside people's house and the decorations. Don't you always see it where it says believe?
Yeah.
You know, you got to believe in the magic.
You do.
And we're all believing and hoping and thinking that when we return on Monday, hate to put this out there, but hopefully by putting it out there, it puts feet to fire so it actually does happen. But the great tree-off will commence on Monday.
Which feet are you trying to put to the fire?
Well, not ours.
Oh.
Yeah, not ours. Well, actually, yeah, yours and Joe's.
My feet will be in the fire this weekend. I'll get her done.
You got to get trees, and they have to be ready to rock by Monday.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know about that.
That's when we start voting.
Mine's on the way down from up north right now. It's in a special delivery van.
Like up North Pole?
Well, I'm not going to tell you where I got it this year. I got mine in a very special Christmas tree for it.
There's a place by my house selling them in a car repair shop. They do this.
I did not get it there.
No, but it's funny. All the trees, they look like genetically modified. They're all identical in height, shape.
Wow.
It looks like the bristle cap. All these trees look to be almost 4 feet tall.
Really?
Aww.
And they look like bushes. It's like someone went through with just a clear cutter and just took down all these identical twin bushes. And I don't think there's a tree there over 5 feet, but they all look the same.
Either that or they went to a certain section of forest and just topped all the trees.
It looks like someone went to like Home Depot and stole all the junipers. I mean, they're tiny. And there's like 60 of them out there. And they all are identical.
Oh,
it's odd.
Oh, man.
Not be coming with a tree like that if you want to compete.
Yeah.
I was going to do something very different this year, but I don't know if I should take the chance now. I don't know.
Come swinging or find, you know, excrement in your sock come Christmas morning, because you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to break out a big, beautiful bunch of polymer.
Yeah. You do something different every year, don't you?
Yeah. The tree off, we'll get that going on Monday.
That'd
and then
fun.
You know what happens next after we show you ours. You got to show you yours contest. You and the other River Rockers put your trees up. And what we have to meet with and figure out today is what kind of grand prize you will get for having the best tree in Sacramento.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something good for you, because we do enjoy. I really like to see your guys' Christmas trees.
And I'll answer you right now. I know what a lot of people are thinking. man, what if we could win Dog's Tree? No, that's not winnable.
That's a hot commodity now.
You don't want to win it.
You got to wait till he retires that and gets him another one.
A lot of people aren't even worthy enough to look at it.
Wow.
Jeez.
We got that coming up on Monday. We have to stop so we can start 93 minutes of on.